Jingle Ball 2017, presented by Capital One, Monday, December 4th at Xcel Energy Center, starring Fall Out Boy, Kesha, Charlie Puth, and more. Tickets on sale now. Buy yours at iHeartRadio.com/Jingle Ball.
Am I the one that feels like I have to apologize if I say Charlie Puth?
Yeah.
Right, like, excuse me. It's like, change your name, buddy. Doesn't
bless you.
Right. God, what did Charlie do?
I don't know.
Gross.
Hey, Cork.
Yeah.
We were discussing.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds so awful.
He's Dwight's favorite artist.
Yeah. We were talking about what?
Dwight who?
Dwight Hockey.
Your dad.
Daddy?
Smells like Puth in here.
Yeah. Sorry.
Is it true that the good guys have won two in a row?
No.
Slow J won.
Lean on me. Yeah, Slow J won in London. You won the week before London, right? And then AJ won in overtime in London.
All right.
And then Mark Parrish dominated last week, kind of, and won in overtime.
I'll take it.
Right, an overtime win is a win.
Yeah.
Right, how many games of the Wild won in overtime this year?
Jeez. Exactly,
zero.
Right?
0-2.
Somebody. What a song.
Pretty one good. Of the best.
I can beat it. It's a poor choice of words.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
I can top that.
Why was there music
three.
Under that?
Oh, dang it.
Time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by McDonald's.
That's right, Corey. It is presented by McDonald's.
Hey, thanks,
and right,
McDonald's.
Let me tell you something about McDonald's, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Are you ready for a great day? We'll start it off with a $1 sausage burrito at McDonald's. That's right. Add any size soft drink for just $1.
That's got to cost, amazing. What, $15, $16, right?
Nope, $1.
Just a dollar.
Just a dollar.
That's way less than
that's right. Thank you, McDonald's.
Sounds that's like a lit deal.
You darn
that's
right it is.
You have about 60 seconds to guess on Twitter with the hashtag PowerTrip to try to win a $100 Visa gift card. Thanks to our friends at McDonald's as well. But we play Initials every Friday in the PowerTrip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. They share the same initials, and these five gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. We play best out of 12. The all-time record is 9, held by Meat Sauce Paul Lambert. You also are the all-time wins leader.
Thank you.
Oh, it's one of those days.
Let's just say I don't feel good.
Why?
Maybe it was him that
he didn't have enough time
mess.
To go poof down the hall. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bridge. What's wrong?
You need a number 3?
Know. No, I don't do
always.
That here. Hour and a half, I will be home.
Way too much information. Second all-time in wins is the fans, AJ Mansoor. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey. I set up the Cricket Wireless 360 cam, and also, if I win today, head over to Rival House, because they'll offer you a free beer and happy hour appetizer to anyone that mentions AJ winning the Initials game.
Third all-time in victories is the fans, Chris Hockey.
Hi, if I win today, allnewradco.com is going to offer 10% off your online order all weekend using the promo code INITIALS. Just use promo code INITIALS at the time of checkout. Thank
That's
you.
If Chris wins. Fourth all-time and reigning Initials champion, Mark Parrish.
Wow. Well, and if I win, I give you food and booze.
That's right.
That's true. Malone's Bar and Grill.
Offers a free beer or appetizer if Mark wins again. What about John Creasel?
If John Creasel wins, this place is going to be lit.
Good boy.
Universally lit, for sure.
Get it out.
There are 6 clues per item. I start reading clues as soon as they feel like they know who or what I'm describing. They yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. Don't forget, people, you have to.
Yell out your name.
No, I already said
say
that.
Correctly.
Pronounce correctly. Wow. Pronounce the answer.
Like Aziz, whatever he's.
Aziz Ansari. One of the many
what
reasons
was the word
we made
that I got
the rule
wrong in London.
Epileptic seizure.
Yeah.
No, that was
one.
What?
Was the Fargo bit in London? Ben Lieber said Meredith Vieira, and it's Barrera. Meredith Vieira. Oh. He just skipped the I and just.
I finally saw that Vikings connected bit. By the way,
yeah,
in my
you did a
stupid
dance.
You
did a
I don't know where that came
you
from.
You danced when you won.
I did. Yeah. I don't remember it, but
we were watching my wife. My wife looked at me and she said,
"He's masturbating."
Okay.
Too soon.
I don't think your wife knows what that means.
Yeah.
What else did
trust
she say?
Me, she does.
Your wife's an idiot.
Yeah. Look what you made me do.
Oh, my God.
Start the game.
Okay.
Start the game. Start the game.
By the way, real quick on that note, by the way, happy anniversary, Kim. Just 26 years today. Happy
That's
anniversary.
Today? No.
November 10th.
I don't think so.
Jeez.
The initials today. Remember in London it was MV?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
remember,
I
remember last week when Pear Bear went, it was ML? We're going with M again, this time M-O.
Knew it.
Third straight week, the first initial is M. M-O, the combo today. Everybody ready?
Nope.
No help from the studio audience. Here we go. Item one, M-O.
Clue number one.
Born in Nigeria.
Hawk.
Okay.
Yeah, you're trying to tease me, I think, but I had to go for Michael Olowokandi.
That's right.
Yes! Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
Good guys.
How do you remember a basketball player?
There's certain things about Michael Olowokandi I remember.
Well, he got tasered.
Wow.
Oh, look.
Oh, my gosh. I'm mostly floored. Okay, Chris leads after Michael Olowokandi. One zip. Here's item two of M.O.
Clue number one.
The system was first established by a private firm in Great... Okay.
Microsoft Office.
Thank you.
That was,
okay, Chris is out for the rest of...
Is that what you're going to say to me, AJ?
Chris is out for the rest of item number two. Let me finish clue number one.
Clue number one.
The system was first established by a private firm in Great Britain in 1792. It's all right. You went for it.
Yep.
Clue number two.
It is a more trusted option than other methods.
Clue number three.
It's usually limited to a maximum face value. For example, the U.S. limits domestic ones to... Yep.
Money order.
That's right.
Atta boy,
Kreese.
Kreese reminded me during the break, last time he played, he had a 3-0 lead before he crumbled. But
well,
John,
barely. He beat me only twice.
But John can play.
He has.
One of these times, John's going to win. Maybe today's the day.
Maybe.
Then Veterans Day weekend is going to be
lit.
Hawk and Kreese tied at one apiece. Item three of M.O.
Clue number one.
Has a connection to Mississippi.
Clue number two.
Quentin Aaron played him in 2009.
Clue number three.
His autobiography was titled I Beat the Odds.
Clue number four.
Has played for three...
Paul.
Okay.
Michael Orr.
That's right.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Blindside.
Nice.
Michael Orr. Absolutely. Oh. Sauce on the board with one. Hawk has one. Kreisel has one. Here's item four of M.O.
Clue number one.
The first one was held September 18th, 1965 in New York.
Clue number two.
The award now is $400,000.
Clue number three.
Lee Haney and Ronnie Coleman have both won a record.
Eight.
Yep.
Mr. Olympia.
That's right.
Wow.
I don't even know what that is. Is that a weightlifting thing?
That's the Arnold Schwarzenegger bit for sure. Yeah, Mr. Olympia is correct. And by
Thank
the way,
you.
Smart play to go Wheel of Fortune on it. Say it slowly.
Yeah.
And make sure you pronounce it correctly.
Right.
Very smart play.
Thank nice
you.
Job, Hart.
Thank you.
Nicely
Thank
done.
You.
Chris has two. Sauce has one. Kreisel has one. AJ and Parrish yet to score,
Come
but
on,
we're only four
hey,
in. Here's item five of M.O.
Clue number one.
Was first developed in the late 1800s.
Do it, Chris.
Nah.
Clue number two.
They have grades.
Clue number three.
Has to be changed regularly.
Hawk.
Yep.
Motor oil.
That's right.
Holy
crap, Hawk.
Oh, my gosh.
Go, Hawk,
Chris,
go.
Lighten it up.
Nice job,
guys.
Chris with three. What Sauce and Kreisel with one each. Parrish and AJ with zero. Here's item one. Six of M.O.
Clue number one.
Her first name is Olive.
Clue number two.
Is a 58-year-old entertainer.
Clue number three.
In 2016, she and a family member were made into wax statues at Madame Tussauds.
Hawk.
Yep.
Jeez.
Marie Osmond.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. Wow. Are you kidding me?
Chris is on fire.
You're on fire, my brother.
Chris is running away with this. We're halfway through the game. You're just behind record pace, by the way. Halfway through the game, and you're almost halfway to the
Nice
record.
Job, Hawk.
Thank you, baby.
Rush it.
Hawk leads 4-1-1-0-0. Here's item 7 of M.O.
Clue number one.
31 years old.
Paul.
Go for it.
Microsoft Office.
That's not a bad guess.
I'm just trying. I'm just slowing the momentum because hockey's on fire.
You blew it!
It's like when his sister pees.
Jeez.
I'm on fire when my sister pees?
No, it feels like
that's how she puts you out. Here's the rest of item seven, clue two.
Clue number two.
In 2004, had an estimated wealth of $137 million.
Clue number three.
Is connected to Style Mint.
Clue number four.
Got first acting role at the age of 9 months.
Oh.
Clue number five.
Has a twin sister.
John.
AJ, John was first.
Mary Kate Olsen.
That's right.
Nice.
Oh, attaboy, Kreese.
Mary Kate Olsen is correct.
Wow, Kreese.
Kreese on the board. Hockey with four.
I was already. That's two.
Yeah, no, with two. Hawk with four, Creasel with two, Sauce with one, AJ and Parrish yet to score. You guys all right over there?
Hey, AJ, how you doing?
Parrish, remember when you kicked some ass last week?
Nope.
Here's item eight of MO.
Clue number one.
Has a connection to the numbers 40 and 100 most often.
Clue number two.
It implies a lot of danger and complications.
Clue number three.
Can be caused by genetics, environmental factors, psychological disorders, and other conditions.
Clue number four.
It absolutely can lead to death.
Clue number five.
A film.
Hawk.
Go for it.
Morbid obesity.
That's right.
Wow.
I would have also accepted morbidly obese, but morbid obesity also is an acceptable answer. Absolutely.
Wasn't Chris, a bad run, Mark.
Chris.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
Yeah. AJ and Parrish already mathematically eliminated. We have four items left, and Chris has a 3-point lead. So, Chris, if you get any of the remaining four,
Chris,
you win. Sauce has to run the table to tie. Creasel needs to run pretty clean the rest of the way.
Help me out, good guy.
Here's item nine of MO.
Clue number one.
Chris going for the win. It's the beginning of many stories.
Clue number two.
Previously included deer, lions, and bears.
Clue number three.
Was declared a national park in 1938.
Clue number four.
Some people believe it's only fictional, but it's
John.
Paul was first.
Mount Olympus?
That's right.
Damn it.
Mount Olympus is a real thing. Correct. All right, so here's the situation. With three items left, Chris has a 3-point lead, so Sauce needs to run the table to tie. Creasel needs to run the table to tie. If anybody but Sauce or John scores, then Hawk is victorious. If Chris gets any of the remaining three right, he wins. Chris, going for the win. Here's item 10 of MO.
Clue number one.
Appeared on the cover of Vogue in March of 2009.
Mark.
Yeah.
Michelle Obama.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
Parrish gets it right, which means
Hawk
is the winner.
Guy.
Michelle
good
Obama,
guy.
The clincher for Chris Hockey. Nicely
Radco.
Done. Absolutely. All right, let's play this thing out because not only is Radco going
to
help some people out this weekend because Chris is the winner. Promo code Radco, right? Or no, promo code
Radco.
Initials.
Radco.com. And what you do is put the promo code initials.
Promo
What's
code initials
promo code?
On radco.com all weekend long. For what? 10% off, correct?
That's right, baby.
This weekend. All right, but we got to play it out for our friends at McDonald's and all those people that guessed on Twitter. Chris has five. Sauce and Creasel with one apiece. Parrish with one.
Two.
Did I say one again?
Mm-hmm.
Hawk, god dang it. There's two little tally marks and I can't read. So, Hawk with five, Sauce with two, Creasel with two, Parrish with one, and AJ, when was the last time you were shut out? You got to get one of these two.
When Paul set the record.
Okay. Here's item 11 of MO.
Clue number one.
The second word is often skipped.
Paul.
Yep.
Microsoft Office.
Man.
I don't care anymore because AJ can't win, so who cares?
Okay.
Number two.
I'm not good anymore.
The first commercial ones were available, debuting in 1947.
Clue number three.
The original ones cost around $5,000, which in today's money is something like $54,000. Although today, there are plenty of options under $100.
Clue number four.
One of them was infamously used in 1984's Gremlins.
Hawk.
Yep.
Shoot. Microwave yep. oven.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Nice job, Hawk. Random score.
Chris with six. It's been a long time since he hit seven. Maybe he can get seven here by getting the last one right. Right now, Chris with six is the leader and, of course, the winner. Here's item 12 and the last one for M.O.
Clue number one.
Born May 18th, 1946.
Clue number two.
Is a 14-time All-Star.
Clue number three.
Played for Kansas City, Oakland, Baltimore, New York, California, and Oakland again.
Clue number four.
Five-time World Series champion and World Series MVP in 1973 and 1977.
Clue number five.
Appeared in The Naked Gun.
Paul.
Yep.
Mr. October.
That's right.
Oh, you sneaky. Would you have accepted multiple orgasms?
I would have not accepted that. That's not his nickname.
I wonder what that's.
Chris with six in a dominating performance. And AJ got shut out. That's so weird.
Jeez.
Chris with six.
Zero.
If you guess Chris and six on Twitter, you are eligible for a $100.
Nobody guessed that.
Nobody guessed that.
Gift card, probably.
How many did AJ get?
AJ got six less than Chris.
You know what the problem with that
that's
is?
Cool, huh? Okay.
That's as good as I could possibly do. I don't think I'll ever do better than that.
You got seven once.
Yeah.
That was really good.
You got seven once.
Thank you.
I got nine. Anyone can.
Chris, nicely done, though. You almost always get a couple. You're a consistent player, though.
You're good, you.
You're good. One of these times you're going to get it put together and win. I believe that.
I got it in me. We'll see.
One final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show right after this.